Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds were on the radio last night in Denver taking on the Colorado Rockies, and the Kings of the Ohio rapped out 11 more hits last night and lost. Well, baseball's a funny old game sometimes. The Rockies only got 6 hits, but one of them was a 467-foot home run from their pitcher. It's the longest home run in 3 years by any pitcher. Now, Colorado, we know, Denver, the Mile High City, is at altitude, but all the Reds hitters were batting at altitude. None of them hit one 467 feet. When it rains, it pours sometimes for the Kings of the Ohio. Scott Feldman gave up 2 home runs, struck out 6, 5 hits, 4 earned in 5 innings, 5-3. The Reds had themselves in plenty of good situations, lost a call late. That would have put a tying run at the plate on a play at second base. First and second, nobody out in the seventh and couldn't get any runs. Frustrating night at the dish. Joey Votto went 2 for 3. He scored 2 runs and walked twice. Zach Cozart went 2 for 5. Scooter Gennett, 2 for 5 as well. All the guys that got on base couldn't get over, couldn't get in. The Reds fall 5-3. Game 3 of the 4-game series last night. Colorado, 2 wins out of those 3, so the Reds look to even the series this afternoon. We will not have this afternoon's game for you. 3-10 in Denver as it's getaway day, as the Reds and Rockies wrap stuff up before Cincinnati heads to Phoenix to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks fell again last night to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers chasing down Houston for the best record in baseball. 50-win Rockies will be followed by the 52-win Diamondbacks before the All-Star break in Miami kicks off on Monday afternoon. Reds return to the radio Friday night, 9:40 in Arizona. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 9:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Pacers, they have waived guard Monte Ellis. They waived him yesterday afternoon. Other teams in the NBA have 48 hours to claim Ellis and assume the final 2 seasons of his contract, worth almost $23 million. If Ellis clears waivers, this is according to the Indianapolis Star, he would become an unrestricted free agent, with the Pacers responsible for paying his $11.2 million salary next season. But by waiving Ellis, his 2018-2019 contract is no longer on the Pacers' salary cap for that season. David Aldridge from TNT is reporting that Ellis will be bought out and they will spread his cap number, $11.3 million, over 5 years, so it won't hurt the Pacers all at once. What does it mean? It means the Pacers free up more money for down the road, but the Pacers have plenty of money. The Pacers didn't even hit the salary cap last season, and that was with Paul George on their roster. What's all this money going for? That's what Kevin Pritchard needs to show Pacer fans. If the Simons want people in the building next year, well, they're going to have to start using some of this money to bring guys in. Who are those guys? Well, if you look at some of the players that are left that haven't been picked up in free agency, it's not exactly a bountiful harvest. The Pacers have been known to shop at the NBA's garage sale and find some discounts. Discounts I don't have a problem with. They better find some guys that can play, because they haven't torn down the roster and built it back up. They haven't gone young with draft picks. They're floundering somewhere in the middle, not contending and not rebuilding. But remember, there's only 3 ways to get better in the NBA: trade, free agent, or hit home runs in the draft, and that usually comes with picking in the top 10 or so picks. Let's see the Pacers make some moves. Let's see this rebuilding project move forward. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.